Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers and ranchers are the heartbeat of our communities. With every crop harvested and animal raised, you're not just growing food, you're nurturing the foundations of our communities. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank, we believe.
Hey cattle producers, it's your Superior Livestock's Labor Day video auction coming up on the 4th and 5th of September. Superior Sunrise, 7:30 each morning, and the auction still starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 59,000 head will sell. Day 1, it'll be mostly yearlings and some beef dairy crosses. Day 2, wean calves and calves on cows will be the feature. For more information, check out the videos. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com. SuperiorLivestock.com.
Today with Deputy Undersecretary Sandra Eskins as she discusses the increase in animal raising and environmental-related claims on labels for meat and poultry products, and also how USDA oversees such labeling efforts.
USDA's authority comes from two basic parts of the meat and poultry laws. Number one, we're responsible for ensuring that the products we regulate are safe. Secondly, we are responsible for ensuring that labels are truthful and not misleading. People pay money for claims that make certain products more valuable to them. We want to ensure that people are getting what they pay for. In addition to claims that relate to animal raising, claims like raised without antibiotics, grass-fed, free range. We're also addressing the growing number of climate-related claims that appear on meat and poultry products, such as climate-friendly or raised using regenerative agricultural practices. These we're seeing more and more on product labels. We want people to be confident that what is on the label reflects what's in the product or how the product has been raised.
Eskin also explains the reasons behind USDA's recent updates to guidelines for meat and poultry product labels with animal raising or environmental related claims.
We first put out a guideline that addressed animal raising in 2016. We updated it in 2019. In the last couple of years, we've heard from many stakeholders who are concerned that these claims aren't adequately supported. USDA reviews and approves every label before it goes on a product. What this guideline does is it tells companies what we want to see when they submit a label application in terms of their support for an animal raising claim, a climate claim. And the guideline makes clear that there have been concerns about substantiation, about documentation, and we reiterate the importance of it. And we also say we strongly encourage companies to rely on third-party certifiers.
Once again, that's Deputy Undersecretary for Food Safety, Sandra Eskins. Well, we do have a little bit of good news coming out of the Elk City Rodeo that took place over in Elk City over the weekend. This update coming from Kendra Santos on her Facebook page about the recent events at the Butler & Son Rodeo Company. She said, "As fate, God, and all those brand new Butler bucking horses in heaven would have it, the lone bucking mare survivor of the recent Butler horse herd tragedy, Black Cat, just won the Elk City Rodeo of Champions. Held in Butler & Son Company's hometown in Elk City in Butler Brothers Arena, which was named after the founding brothers Jake, Lynn, and Elra for the second straight year. Rodie Farrell of Thermopolis, Wyoming went 88.5 on the Big Black Beauty for the win. Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.